My name is Diana Paul. I work with Airlift Northwest. I'm a nurse for the company. I've been with Airlift about 6.5 years. And Airlift Northwest was started over 30 years ago by Dr. Copas. He was in Sitka, Alaska, when a house fire happened and several young children were burned. And he worked really hard to get them flown out, and that just nothing was available. And the children did not survive. So he went back to Seattle, where he worked at Harborview Hospital, and created Airlift Northwest. And we've been flying in Southeast Alaska since. We have a fixed wing operation in Juneau, Alaska. We have a Lear 31 fixed wing, and then we have a Commander turboprop. The nurses do fly on both. The pilots stick with the airplane that they're trained and experienced on. And we always fly with two nurses and two pilots.
I'm Lucy Robinson, and I am one of the members of the Southeast Beast local running group, Wrangell's little running group with a big heart, sponsored by Angerman's, fueled by bacon, of course. So we organize and coordinate weekly group runs and events. I have a Facebook page that is, you know, mostly visited by Wrangellites, and hopefully encouraging people to get out and about, and regardless of the rain, wind, snow, whatever. And so just getting outside, getting active, and then I also post a lot about nutrition and other cross-training exercises. We host monthly events, which are open to everybody, and there's a small registration fee, and all those fees are donated towards local charity.
I'm Adam Spray with the Volunteer Fire Department here in Wrangell, and today we have set up a booth talking about preventing kitchen fires and some of our fire safety material. We're giving away an emergency survival basket, and we're taking blood pressures if people want their blood pressure taken.
My name is Alicia Mullen, and I am here today with Hannah's Place. And Hannah's Place is a women's center, and we do free pregnancy testing, and then we do counseling and classes for soon-to-be mothers and mothers who have children. We do parenting classes all the way up to age 12. And so we're here today just getting the word out that we're here in Wrangell and we want to help you out. We have a house with a mommy store. You can earn mommy bucks and buy things like diapers and clothes. We also have cribs and extra saucers and toys and stuff like that for kids. Furniture that we can lend out if people need that. So we are just here to help out Wrangell and the moms of Wrangell and the kids of Wrangell, and just let everybody know. And we have a mom's night out coming up in a couple of weeks. And it's going to be Saturday night the 26th, and just 6 to 9 at Hannah's Place for moms to come out and have a time away from the kids, pizza, movie, snacks, and just some fun stuff.
Hi, I'm Kathy Gross. Actually, I think the turnout was really good this year. It seemed like a steady stream of people through here, lots of good information out there in the main area, so we're happy that it turned out so good. Somewhere around 50-55 vendors this year came in, so great turnout for them too. I think my favorite part is seeing how much the community enjoys it, how important it is to our community. In all the years I've done that, that is, for me, that's the goal, is to make sure that there's a benefit for the people who live here in Wrangell and for people who come from outlying areas. So it's an important part of people trying to be healthy. I'm actually transitioning this to Chris Reed. She's going to take the lead on it. I will probably always be part of the health fair because it's part of what I like to do for our community. But I've been involved in the health fair for over 20 years now. So I figure it's time for somebody else to take the lead on it and see if they can, you know, I'm really actually excited to see how much bigger and better she can make it for this community.
I'm Chris Reed, and I'm co-coordinating the health fair this year. And it sounds like next year I will be kind of more taking on a little more of the job of coordinating. This year was about learning what I didn't know. I don't know if anybody noticed if anything didn't go smoothly, but if they did, I'd love to hear about it. And then next year, we'll get together, the group of us that coordinated and worked on it at the end, sometime next week, and talk about what we want to look forward to next year. And there are some changes that may happen, but that would be more of a group decision. So I think it went really well. I think that it was much steadier, it felt like, this year than last. It feels like this year folks kind of stayed around a little longer, and that might be one of the functions of it being rainy out. So there's not as much like incentive to go out and play. So that was kind of nice. I did see faces here longer this year than I did last year.